the angles, but it's the entire shape of the molecule. So you can take any molecule, and it goes into a shape that minimizes the Schrödinger equation. Somehow in that Schrödinger equation that I wrote down, I said it solves everything. The shape of every molecule is encoded in that equation that's fairly simple to write down, but complicated to solve. And what you do is you choose an arrangement of atoms, you solve this problem, you find the molecular orbitals, and then calculate the energies of them. Once you know the energies, you can move the atoms a little bit and see if you can find a different conformation, a different arrangement with a lower energy. And the one with the lowest energy will be the shape that you observe. Actually, shapes with a higher energy are sometimes observed as well if you're at finite temperature. So there, at finite temperature, there can be enough thermal energy to switch from one conformation to another. And there are molecules where there's more than one shape that have almost the same energy, and you find them in different conformations. So it's got the same chemical formula, but a little bit different shape. And that can happen when there are two shapes that have about the same energy. Okay, so we can calculate a lot of things about molecules.